want to return to the issues surrounding this Pan Pharmaceuticals company. As you would know, last week we brought you the news that Pan Pharmaceuticals founder Jim Salim has been awarded a $55 million compensation payment in the federal court. That's $50 million in damages, $5 million in costs. And the court made this award after Mr. Salim, who is a very wealthy man, sued the Therapeutic Goods Administration and originally sought something like $230 million, claiming that the TGA's officers had acted outside their powers and pursued a vendetta against him. Now remember, there is history here, big history. After complaints that people had suffered adverse and sometimes life-threatening reactions to Pan's drug Travacarm, the TGA initiated what was an unprecedented product recall, and it just about decimated the natural health industry in this country. It pulled Travacarm off the shelves and suspended Pan's license and recalled more than 1,600 other products. Now, prior to that, Pan was Australia's biggest producer of complementary medicines, supplying 70% of the market and employing 300 people. But soon after the recall, the company collapsed. But something that seems to be a little left out in all the talk of this big payout is that in 2005, Pan was found to have been wrong here, was fined $3 million after pleading guilty in the district court to negligently causing grievous bodily harm to five Travacarm users, one of them an 11-year-old boy. The court also took into account in the punishment the harm caused to 18 other consumers. So hang on, 2005, they get a massive fine. 2008, we're paying them, the taxpayer is paying them $50 million in damages settling out of court because it seems that the taxpayer's representative here, the TGA, concedes in some fashion that it had done wrong by paying out the money. Effectively, the court case was shut down. Now, I'm suspicious about this because that doesn't add up to me. And why else I'm suspicious is that all of this happens in a period where stories like this can sometimes get ignored, bang smack in the middle of an Olympic Games. Call me a conspiracy theorist, but there is something worth looking at here. And I want to. Last week we raised this. Marcus Blackmore from Blackmore's, he's the man who started it all, called up on the open line. I should disclose here, I mean, we do ads here for Blackmore's and I read them occasionally. I have nothing to do with Blackmore's. But I thought I'd turn to him because he's a man of some significance in this industry and Blackmore's Health Group remains one of the biggest in the business in this country. I'll also go to pharmacist Terry White because you've got to realise how big this is and how outraged this industry is that $50 million plus $5 million in damages in court costs have been paid to this company that has done wrong. Marcus Blackmore is back on the line with me now. Good morning to you, Marcus.
Good morning, Jason.
Thanks for your time on this. It doesn't add up, and the more I read, the more it still doesn't add up.
I think you're right. It just seems it's astonishing that the government would pay halfway through a court case would pay Jim Salim $55 million and no confidentiality clause. I mean, it's unbelievable. And at the same time, they put out a press release and say we do not concede any allegations and we only paid him $55 million because he wanted $234. Now, I don't know, you know, you talk about conspiracy, whether there's a cover-up. You know, there's some very good people in the TGA, I have to say that. And I would hope that some of these people aren't being made scapegoats when the real perpetrators of this sort of behaviour, which is the underlying behaviour of this, is this, the demonstrable bias that government has shown in the past against complementary medicine. And maybe Jim's right with his accusations, and it doesn't just apply to him, so... I would hope those people in the TGA aren't made scapegoats for this, and I think we got the previous parliamentary secretary Trish Worth has got something to answer for in all of this.
Well, we've got a new government; it's time to move on, and the move on here has been to pay this staggering amount of money. I just want to go on something which needs to be pointed out. Now, they at the time recalled 1,700 products. The whole industry, and you are a rival company here to Pan, but your industry, your sector was affected by this as well. 1,700 items ripped off the shelves, not yours, but taken off the shelves, and it turns out that none of them were defective. In fact, there's even questions over whether they were tested.
Well, the real issue is public confidence in complementary medicine, and those, I think, those people behind the scenes with their bias against complementary medicine had something to do with this, and that, so that affected our business. We know we lost 20% of our customers in the first week. Now, we know the, also that in the weeks following, because all our competition were removed from the shelf, Blackmores obviously did fairly well out of that. But in the long term, if you destroy consumer confidence, you won't do well. So, yes, it was a serious issue for the industry. A lot of people, and a lot of those people that were affected, you know, they haven't got the money that Jim had to fight City Hall. And I'm talking about the employees of Pan. 300 or 400 people lost their jobs. Mm. It was the shareholders. They were a public company. The pharmacists, and I hope you will talk to Terry White, who's one of Australia's leading pharmacists. What a disaster it was for the pharmacy industry and the health food industry and the retail. I know suppliers that didn't get paid a couple of $1 million from Pan. So there's a lot of questions that need to be answered in all of this.
There are, and of course what has happened since this recall and since all this blew up with Pan Pharmaceuticals is that we, the public, and I'm sure you don't mind me saying this, are paying now drastically more for these complementary medicines, for vitamin pills. I mean, the price of them is extraordinary.
Well, in my view, we have the dearest vitamins in Australia. See, Australia regulates, this is the base of the problem. Australia regulates complementary medicines within the drug model. Most other countries in the world, New Zealand, Canada, for instance, Canada has a natural health products authority. And we don't have any. We're stuck in with this medico orthodox drug mindset of the TGA, and from our point of view, it's wrong. And until such time as we get out of that mindset, we're going to continually have these problems. You only have to go back a couple of years, and Trish Worth introduced to the Parliament legislation to suggest that we weren't allowed to use the words drug free. Now, we at the time said, in any of our advertising, that suggests a fair amount of influence from the pharma industry in Canberra. Now, with public support, we won that. We rolled the Howard government in the Senate. And, and from then on, things changed. But I think we're back in the same boat that we were in the pre-Pan era or the Pan era.
Stay with me, Marcus Blackmore. I want to go to Terry White. You'd know his name. 136 pharmacies across the country. He says he wasn't surprised by last week's payout, but I imagine that his company and plenty of his colleagues in the pharmacy business, they still are out of pocket with all of this. Terry, g'day.
Good morning, Jason. That's certainly true that this overreaction by the TGA, as Marcus Blackmore has pointed out, has been a major overreaction by the TGA and has brought significant damage, and people forget about all those people who were hurt, the people who had the jobs at Pan. I know of a number of small suppliers who nearly went over the edge, and, you know, we as pharmacists were stuck with the problem because what happened was whether the people had bought the products in supermarkets or health food stores, they came into the pharmacies to get the pharmacist to sort out whether or not these products were appropriate to use or not. And I think the lesson to be learned out of all this is that the TGA has to communicate more with the industry bodies. I think Marcus has got a great point that this complementary medicine industry should not be regulated the way it is in this country.
Mm.
And if you take a pharmaceutical company, if they have to have a recall, there's no fuss, the product's recalled, it comes back into the pharmacy sends it back through the wholesale of the manufacturer, and it's handled very well.
And of course, all I'm doing is sitting here as a dumb old taxpayer is wondering, why have we paid $50 million to this fellow who was found to have done wrong thing?
I just find it extraordinary. It's quite mind-boggling, but given the size of the losses that were incurred by Pan Pharmaceuticals, I did say, and I repeat, that I wasn't surprised at the payout, because when you work it all through...
Well, the business was destroyed, yeah.
Total, a major public...
But company. They're not alone, that's the thing. They're not alone in your sector, and indeed Marcus Blackmore's sector, he didn't have anything to do with this, and he's copped it too. Gentlemen, I've got to leave it at that, but I appreciate you both coming on, and there is a lot more to this story, and we're going to keep on it, because the bottom line is the public still pays more, and we're paying again, because it's coming from taxpayer funds. Marcus Blackmore, Terry White, thank you.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Jason. And the government will get their money back in 6 months with the GST on complementary medicines.
Mm, yeah, won't they? Good on you. Thanks, Marcus. This is 2GB. It's 8:25.